چشم هر قومی به سوی مانده است کان طرف یک روز ذوقی رانده است. ذوق جنس از جنس خود باشد یقین، ذوق جزم از کل خود باشد ببین، یا مگر آن قابل جنسی بود چون بدو پیوست جنس او شود. همچو آب و نان که جنس ما نبود گشت جنس ما و اندر ما فزود. نقش جنسیت ندارد آب و نان ز اعتبار آخر آن را جنس دان. ورز غیر جنس باشد ذوق ما آن مگر مانند باشد جنس را. آن که مانند است باشد آریت، آریت باقی نماند عاقبت. مر را گر ذوق آید از سفیر چون که جنس خود نیابد شد نفیر. تشنه را گر ذوق آید از سراب چون رسد در وی گریزد جوید آب. مفلسان هم خوش شوند از زر قبلی که آن رسوا شود در دازد. تا زرندودید از ره نفکند تا خیال کج تو را که نفکند. از کلیل باز جو آن قصه را و در آن قصه طلب کن حصه را.
Why did you use the word
Qibti for Egyptian? Why Qibti?
Why not? What's wrong with Mesir?
Because Mesir doesn't belong to Qibtis. Mesir is the kingdom of Joseph. We'll come to Mesir when it is Joseph over there. Before Joseph being there, that land is occupied with Pharaoh. So it's Qibti to us. You see, when he talks about the Joseph, it's Misr, because the kunya, the nickname of Joseph is Aziz Misr, you know, and Aziz, you know, is darling. He's
Aziz is darling.
Aziz is dear, the dearest is darling. Yes, Joseph is the dear of Egypt. There we talk about Egypt, but when we talk about those group of people. Who are the group of Pharaoh? These are Qibtis. That's the old version. Yeah, the archaic name of Egypt. Because the Egypt is something we want. You see? Mesir is something to desire. But Qibt is not something to desire. Because that's a time of pharaohship and dictatorship.
It's interesting. I believe Gurdjieff opens, is it Remarkable Men, with the story of the boy in the circle, mm-hmm. that he can't leave and his schoolmates are tormenting him or something. I think he talks about it as a Yazidi or something, isn't it? The Yazidis who do this?
The Yazidis, yes.
Yeah.
It's always the same, because the stories, if you dig, later you will realize that it's not a lot of these stories. There is a few of them, but will be repeated in different culture and different language a little bit differently. It depends on the climate and the people, but story is made for the same purpose, to make a ladder. You could go up or down from a ladder. You could read the story, entertain yourself, or prove something to yourself, or just enjoy it, which is going down. You could learn the story and organize your thought, because these stories, which centuries after centuries, they reveal it. The best people will narrate it. There is something in it. It's not the story itself. Because when you want to talk about something, you cannot really explain it. What do? When you have something and you cannot explain it,
a story.
You make a story. You make up an example and a story. Story is the way to talk about non-talkable. Because a story, before everything else, will provoke your imagination. Khiyal, that's what we are looking for. Thank you.
Thank you.
As-salam.
Started
the Egyptians, so they played with it. what is that thing? What is that thing? Oh, you want to check it?
Yes.
Pronunciation.
Well, the English was very difficult
for me to express. Not me.
It's mad at me.
Yeah,
that's the
site. Yeah. So I don't want to talk about it. You're in your voice. So it's just a natural process.
So they can't do one without the other.
Yes, it means that they want to try to make it.
Yeah, the water wave.
Oh, you know it. It's unlimited. You're in love with it. It's the value of things.
Did you do it again?
The book
says the book. But both say it as well. Right? So that's it. Book is the value. When you talk about the value, what do you have to take value? That's why it's that book takes the book.
So the next story is going to tell the story from Elijah. We're going to retell it.
Pardon me?
The next story is retelling the story from Elijah.
Yes. The way with some little changes.
Supposed to read it first before you get a idea to read the.
Yes.
But I have the book at home.
In Arabic,
yeah, but I have a friend that has it in English.
Oh, yeah?
They have it in Spanish too.
Oh, it's translated in all those languages because that's the oldest story book over there. In literally made. It's like the first collection.
Oh, okay. And the Arab, there was an Arabic guy, Abdullah bin Mustafa, who translated it, and they kind of adopted it. It wasn't translated from Arabic, but if you know that, it was Indian, translated from Indian to the Pahlavi, and then he translated it from Persian.
Yeah. And he translated it from, it was translated from Indian to Persian.